Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Emergency medical technicians in Boston showed their support for a colleague who suffered serious stab wounds while transporting a patient yesterday. Today, they turned out as the suspect appeared in court. WBUR's Steve Brown was there.
All across the fifth floor of the Brook Courthouse, more than 100 EMTs, all in crisp brown uniforms, milled about while waiting for the arraignment of Julie Tejada. She's the 31-year-old woman accused of stabbing an unidentified EMT as she tried to treat Tejada in the back of an ambulance yesterday afternoon. Union President Michael McNeil says there was a large turnout because EMTs are all a family.
Unfortunately, this is a situation our EMTs are faced with daily, and this is a horrific attack on two of our members last night. It's just it's a culmination of things that have been going on over the past years. And all of our guys face it. They can empathize with the EMT that was severely injured, and they're all here to show their support. We stand behind them.
EMTs packed the courtroom where a calm, silent, but well-dressed Tejada appeared shackled and handcuffed. Prosecutors say Tejada became agitated during an ambulance ride from East Boston to Mass General Hospital and proceeded to stab the EMT and attack her and the ambulance driver with pepper spray. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins acknowledges the suspect is likely suffering from mental illness, but adds the charges are very serious.
We have a lot of understanding when people with substance use disorder and mental health issues self-harm, and we have compassion, but when they turn that harm upon our community, it's harder to balance their needs versus keeping our community safe.
Rollins refused to answer questions about reports that Tejada was being investigated in connection with recent bomb threats made to area airports before yesterday's stabbing, although she confirmed Tejada had become known to her office in the last few days. Boston EMS Chief Jim Hooley says the injured EMT is expected to fully recover.
She's doing better. So I spoke to her husband a little while ago. The kids are home. They're trying to get some normalcy. She was in a bit of pain today because, you know, I'm sure everything was wearing off, and they were trying to treat that. That's all I can say.
Julie Tejada will be back in court at the end of the month. Judge Sally Kelly ordered that she be held without bail as she undergoes a 20-day psychiatric evaluation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.
Boston EMS officials report this evening that the EMT who was attacked has been released from Mass General Hospital and will continue her recovery at home.